Bruce Cameron with you for another program of folk music here on 2MCE Community FM in the central west of New South Wales. 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and everywhere on the World Wide Web, www.2mce.org. That's how you can find us. We'll start the program today with a group, I think they're from Barcelona. This is La Musgaña. They play music from all over Spain. I'm not sure what the connection is with Barcelona specifically. I'm sure someone will tell me eventually, but there are lots of influences from all over the Iberian Peninsula in that band. La Musgaña, with a track called Entradilla. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Thank you.
I was a liar, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd quit my lying and I'd work on a building too.
I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd quit my drinking and I'd work on a building.
I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Gambler, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd quit my gambling and I'd work on a building too.
I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Tell you what I'd do. I'd keep on preaching and I'd work on a building.
I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's Holy Ghost building,
it's Holy Ghost building,
it's Holy Ghost building for my Lord,
for my Lord.
Was in a merry month
well-known song, Barbara Allen, given a bit of new treatment there by a combination of the group Maudlin and a singer, I assume a singer rather than another group, called Pix, P-I-X-X. Barbara Allen featuring banjo work there, as did the previous track, I'm Working on a Building, by Paul Brown from an album called Red Dog. So Barbara Allen, a song well known both sides of the Atlantic and indeed out in Australia as well. That comes from an album called Songs Without Authors, which is a rather interesting compilation album of all sorts of different approaches to old songs, mostly Songs Without Authors. Here's another one from that same album. This is Oscar Brown with the song Spencer the Rover.
Spencer the Rover as valiant a man as ever left home, and he'd been much reduced and caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started.
Happy souls deserve thousands of riches.
That's cute, isn't it? Spencer the Rover, given a very nice treatment there by Oscar Brown from that album called Songs Without Authors. The label releasing that is Broadside Hacks from England. And I've only just started listening to that album, so we'll probably hear some more songs from it in future programs, because it's just nice stuff, not too edgy. I'm too old for edgy. Here's a song. No, it's not. It's a track. Yes, a track called Love Song for Lucy. This is the OK Factor. I've played a bit of their music before. They're a duo from Minnesota. Olivia Dix playing cello and Carla Collahan playing viola. Love Song for Lucy. Oh, I hope it's not too edgy for me. Song for Lucy. Lucky Lucy. That's the OK Factor. Olivia Dix playing cello. Olivia, whose name starts with the letter O. The violinist Carla Collahan. And Carla begins with the letter K. Get it? O and K. The OK Factor. Now, when I said I hope it wouldn't be too edgy, I don't think it was. But the next song gives food for thought. It's not a new song. In fact, it's been out for quite a long time. It's the late Alan Scott with a song called Arnold App. Alan Scott didn't write a lot of songs, but this one he was moved to write because of events in Irian Jaya. In 1963, Indonesia gained control of the former Dutch colony of West New Guinea, an act given legitimacy in 1968 by a farcical plebiscite, they write, otherwise known as an act of free choice, overseen by the United Nations. Since that time, there's been an ongoing campaign of resistance by some ethnic Papuans to Indonesian rule. Alan Scott was profoundly moved by the story of Arnold App, who was the curator of the Papuan collection at the Anthropological Museum of Sentawashi University in Irian Jaya. Arnold was killed by Indonesian authorities in April 1983, supposedly while trying to escape lawful custody. He'd been held without charges for alleged pro-resistance activities. Seemingly, however, his real crime was collecting for posterity the songs and music of his people. Alan Scott observed, "That could have been me." He indeed was a collector of music, not of Irian Jaya region, but Australian. And he wrote this song.
Where the people sing in the jungle trees the songs they've sung for centuries, Melanesian melodies. Arnold App was one of these. A small brown man in the land next door, his voice is silent, he'll sing no more. I wonder what they killed him for. He loved his people as I love mine, the stories told in dance and rhyme, songs that came from an older time. Who'd have thought it would be a crime? In the year of 1968, in United Nations, a big debate. Irian Jaya is a separate state, but there might be copper and there could be gold. There's all that timber could be cut and sold. Democracy is put on hold. Now Indonesia's in control. And since the Indonesians came, things can never be the same. Transmigration is the game. But Arnold went around the land with a tape recorder in his hand, taped his people and the songs they sang. Arnold App was a dangerous man. He sent his tapes across the sea to Honiara and Port Moresby, Melanesian harmony. But sedition takes the strangest shape. Some find it in the music tape. Thrown in jail was Arnold's fate, then killed while trying to escape. But his voice is there in the evening breeze, in songs sung down the centuries, Melanesian melodies. Arnold App is dead and gone, his spirit lives in his people's song. People and land and soul are one, and his name will live while the fight goes on. While the fight goes on.
The great Alan Scott. The story of Arnold App. As I said, Alan didn't write many songs, but those he did were well worth listening to. Time to introduce you to the featured album on the program now. It's called Elan, E with an acute, Elan. And despite the French, it's not a French album. It's from Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy. Rachel Hare comes from Ullapool, in the west of Scotland, and Ron Jappy, where did he hit the deck? Findochty, in the northeast of Scotland. an interesting combination of Scottish harp, played by Rachel Hare, the clarsach, and Ron Jappy playing acoustic guitar. And they say that makes them the only duo at present to combine the oldest instrument in Scottish music with the newest. I suppose that'd be right, wouldn't it? Unless you've got harp and synthesizer or something. They have a good sound. See what you think. This is a track called The Transatlantic Proposal. A couple of slip jigs. First one, The Transatlantic Proposal, composed by Rachel Hare. And the second one, also composed by Rachel Hare, is called The Maidens. First track on the album, and indeed the first track we're hearing today, from the featured album called Elan. Elan, an old French word that means energy, or with energy, style and enthusiasm. It's been in fairly common usage in English for a long time, but it is French originally. The Transatlantic Proposal and The Maidens, two compositions from the clarsach player on that track, Rachel Hare. And a nice instrumental featured album today. I hope you're going to enjoy it.
She swam very far and she swam very long.
Group called Whoa Mule, part Sydney, part Blue Mountains, I think. Those four young female performers. A song called Fishy. The album is called Get Your House in Order. Sound advice. The next track, I don't feel very confident about introducing it because I can't read Cyrillic script. Do you know where the highest mountain in Europe is located? It's called Mount Elbrus, for those who are interested in such things, 5,642 metres. It's in the Russian Republic of Kabardino-Balkarian, which is in the North Caucasus region. Circassian music comes from Kabardino-Balkarian Republic, including this group, Jeprje. Oh, that's not good, is it? J-R-P-J-E-J. I'm afraid I can't tell you the name of the track. I can hold the writing up to the microphone, but that probably won't help you. The album kind of translates as Q-O-R-R-O-R. So it's a bit of a mystery, but sounds all right.
Oh,
Oh, and that's the end of it. A track from the group Yerp Yej and their album Khoror. They come from the Kabardino-Balkarian Republic within Russia. And I came across that group thanks to listening to a podcast from Ian Lynch. The podcast is called Fire Drawn Near. Ian Lynch is a member of the Dublin group Lankum. And he puts out a podcast every month or so. Always interesting and always containing lots and lots of mysterious and strange music. Some of it traditional, some of it definitely not, but great fun. Doesn't cost anything, obviously. That's why I'm mentioning it now. But you can find it by looking for Fire Draw Near. Three words, Fire Draw Near. And it's on SoundCloud. And it's free and it's interesting. Next, I'll take two tracks, I think, from an old album by John Faulkner. This is The Whale Catchers, and he'll put a tune called Drunken Landlady with The Whale Catchers. And then I'll let it run on a Planxty Gananum to follow. I think you'll enjoy the style of guitar work on this. I hope you will, anyway, on John Faulkner's second track, Planxty Gananum. But first, Whale Catchers and the Drunken Landlady.
On the 23rd of March, me boys, we hoisted our topsail, crying heaven above, protect us with a sweet and a pleasant gale. We never was downhearted, nor let our courage fail, but bore away unto Greenland for to catch the Greenland whale, brave boys, to catch the Greenland whale. And when we came to Greenland, where the bitter winds do blow, we tacked about all in the north among the frost and snow. Our fingertips was frozen off, and likewise our toenails, as we crawled all on the deck, looking out for the Greenland whale, brave boys, looking out for the Greenland whale. And when we came to Imez, where the mountains flowed with snow, we tacked about all in the north till we heard the whale fish blow. And when we catch this whale, brave boys, homeward we will steer. We'll make them valleys for to ring a drinking of strong beer. We'll make them lofty alehouses in London town to roar. And when the money is all gone, to Greenland go for more, brave boys, to Greenland go for more. Thank you.
lovely. That's called Planxty Gunanum. So it's a Planxty and Gunanum meaning no name. From the album Kind Providence by John Faulkner. And before that, from the same album, the song The Whale Catchers with a good session tune called Drunken Landlady. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on 2MCE. A track now from Eddie Reader. She's been at the forefront of Scottish revival folk music for quite a while, and she has a particular interest in the work of Robert Burns. This album is called The Songs of Robert Burns, and we will hear, indeed, a Robert Burns song. The song, or the poem, was called Willie Stewart, and Burns wrote it in 1795. I can tell you it was written for Robert's good friend, William Stewart. As Eddie Reader was searching through some songbooks, this song caught her eye because it was titled Inscribed on a Tumbler. So Robert had a diamond stylus and wrote these verses onto a crystal glass one night in celebration of his good friend. He wrote the last two verses for Willie's daughter, Polly Stewart, and Eddie Reader used those verses to continue his tribute to Willie. At the end of the song, we'll hear Phil Cunningham leading the band into a stirring tune called Molly Rankin, which was written by the late John Rankin of Cape Breton.
Blooms in me the tops so welcomes thou art. Come bumpers high, express your joy. The bowl we must renew it. The tappet hen guy bring our ben to welcome Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. This ne'er a flower that blooms in me the tops so welcomes thou art. Foes be strong and friends be slack, their action must they rue it. May women on him turn her back, the bring thee Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. There's ne'er a flower that blooms in me that's half so welcomes thou art. Flower, it grows, it feeds, it falls, and nature cannot renew it. But worth and truth, eternal youth, we'll give to Willie Stewart. May she whose arms shall enfold thy charms possess a loyal and true heart. To her be given, to kin the heaven, she holds in Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. The snare of flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art.
Welcome, Willie Stewart.
Oh, you're welcome, Willie Stewart. The snare of flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art.
nice way to end that song. The poem, Willie Stewart. The piece of music that followed it was called Molly Rankin, composed by the late John Rankin from the famous Rankin family of Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. A track from The Songs of Robert Burns by Scottish singer Eddie Reader. Do like her choice of music. She was in a group called Fairground Attraction many years ago. They put out some interesting stuff as well. Back to the featured album now for another instrumental to follow that lively one. This is a set of polkas. Tom Toy's polka, composed by Rachel Hare. Then a couple of traditional tunes, Battle of Ockham and Harper's Frolics. And I hear you cry out in horror that Battle of Ockham is a march, not a polka. Well, you're going to hear it as a polka this time. And then Harper's Frolics ends the set. It's a traditional English tune, which Rachel Hare was particularly drawn to, considering she plays harp. Thank you. another track from the featured album. It's called Elan by Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy. Rachel Hare from Ullapool in the west of Scotland and Ron Jappy from the northeast of Scotland, a little village called Findochty. Although they both live in Glasgow these days. We heard Tom Toy's polka, written after, or named after and written for, a friend of theirs from Japan who's been learning to play harp for a few years now. Tom Toy. Then the Battle of Ochram, played as a polka rather than the traditional Irish march. Not totally convinced by that, but it sounded pretty jolly. And then Harper's Frolic. Harper's Frolic's traditional English tune. That's from the featured album. We'll come back to them in just a little while. I was looking through a set of CDs for a particular track which I'm about to play, but there's another old favourite on the same album, so I'll play them both because they were both performed by good friends of theirs, or good friends of each other, I should say. Steve Goodman wrote and will sing The City of New Orleans, and then John Prine will sing Paradise. So, City of New Orleans, of course, in Louisiana, and Paradise is in western Kentucky. But all that notwithstanding, these two tracks are from an album released by the Old Town School of Folk Music, which is in Chicago.
Fade into a bad dream. Being real and nerdy. strangers, please refrain. The strain's got the disappearing rain. Good night, America, how are you? Don't you know me, not your neighbor, son? Just the train they call the city of New Orleans. From 500 miles.
Down in western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late to ask him. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a haunted way.
Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Abraham, where the air smelled like snakes when we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would keep.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauling it away.
Then a coal company came with the world's largest shovel, where they tortured the timber and they stripped all the land. Then they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and then they wrote it all down as the progress of man.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a haunted way.
When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a haunted way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a haunted way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a haunted way.
Mr. Peabody has coal trains in Australia as well these days. They're not all that welcome. That was two late great singer-composers. Well, not great singer, I suppose. John Prine would never be considered a great singer, but the song's fabulous. We just heard Paradise, about his family's hometown in Muhlenberg County in Kentucky, although John Prine was born in Chicago. And before that, Steve Goodman, City of New Orleans, both those gentlemen associated with the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago. which I can tell you was founded in 1957 and plays a unique role in Chicago's cultural community. The only organisation in Chicago dedicated to teaching and fostering appreciation for traditional music and cultures from around the world. And to my regret, on two trips to Chicago, I've not been able to get there for a concert because there weren't any at the time. I'll get another one in from the featured album now. This is, once again, Rachel Hare playing clarsach, Scottish harp, and Ron Jappy playing guitar. The album is called Elan. This is a set of jigs from three Cape Breton fiddle players. Professor Delbert's Birthday, composed by Paul Cranford. The New York Jig by Alex Joe McGegan. And J.P. Cormier's Jig, a composition of the late, great Jerry Holland.
Greeks had courtiers, many a one, and flatterers, not a few. And they told King Canute that under the sun there was naught that he could not do. Then out spoke Canute, quite well I trow, monarch and king are we. Wend you with me to the beach below, we will gaze on that glorious sea. To the beach below he royally strode, and sat himself on the sand. And he cried to the billows as onward they rode, hasten back, it is my command. Yet onward rolling on the billows came, stopping not in their race. Scornfully flinging their angry foam in the monarch's blushing face. Then up rose the king with scorn on his brow as the billows rushed by his chair. And he cried to his courtiers, still whispering low, full of shame and contrition there. Go, flatterers, go ye hence, away be gone, wiser be from this day. Mark you this lesson, there is but one whom the wind and the waves obey.
Once I had a charming beau, I loved him dear as life. I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife.
When I would be his wife, when I would be his wife.
I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife. He came to see me Sunday night, he stayed till almost three. He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me.
As well as he loved me, as well as he loved me.
He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me. His pockets, they were lined with silk, and oh, we cut a dash. A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache.
A little black moustache, a little black moustache.
A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache. He said we'd live in grandest style, for oh, we'd lots of cash. And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache.
That charming black moustache, that charming black moustache.
And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache. But then there came an old maid, she owned her weight in gold. She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old.
And 59 years old, and 59 years old.
She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old. And now they live in grandest style in yonder mansion old. She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold.
He married for her gold, he married for her gold.
She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold. So ladies, listen while I sing, don't ever be so rash. Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
The little black moustache, the little black moustache.
Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
There you go, there's your message song for the program from a group called Duck Soup, King Canute and the little black moustache. Adam Bushell singing that. Those and worthy of mention, I think, is Ian Keary, who he was on percussion. I think he was on more than that. Here's a lovely song written by Corinne Polwart. We won't hear her sing it. This is from a group, another Scottish group, called Horo. This is Follow the Heron.
The back of the winter is broken, and the light lingers long by the door, and the seeds of the
and stoked our life fires of fear. And then these bones lie empty and hollow, are ready for gladness to cheer. By night and day will sport time, you'll play and light as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heron.
So long may sing of the salmon and the snow says it sends off your home. While the north wind delivers the salmon, all of ice and salt water and stone. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play on the light as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow heading home. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heading home, and we'll follow the heading
I gazed on a faint summer's evening, walking down by the Brunelaw. It was there I spied the fairest lassie. She'd cherry cheeks, her skin like snow. Says I, my lassie, is it you that wanders all the lane by the Brunelaw? Oh, indeed, kind sir, it's the truth I'll tell ye. I'm the bleacher lassie on Calvin Hall. Lassie, lassie, do you remember the ships that sailed down the Brunelaw, and the sail of laddie one who admires, the bleachard lassie on Calvin Hall? Oh, laddie, laddie, I will remember the ships that sailed down the Brunelaw, and the sail of laddies, they get tipsy with a blue child lassie on Cairn Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, will ye gang with me? And I'll plead ye up in faint satin's bra, indeed, kind sir, I mun plainly tell ye of a lad o' mine, and he's far away. The 7 lang years sin' I lured a sailor, the 7 lang years since gaed awa, I bear another 7, 7. I wait upon him, and I'll bleach my claves here on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye have been faithful, and you've thought on me when I'm far away. Twa hearts will surely be rewarded. Oh, Pertney Mary on Kelvin Hall. This couple, they get married, and they keep a nail house between them twa, and the sailor laddies, the organ drinking, at the bleachard lassies on Kelvin Hall.
Dick Gochen sang that almost slowly enough for you to look up all the strange words that you didn't recognise. It took him 6 minutes to get through that, but I can summarise it for you. Sailor comes home from the sea, walks down one of the main streets of Glasgow, sees his love, whom he said goodbye to 7 years earlier to go sailing around the place, said, what about it? She says, nah, I've been waiting for a sailor for 7 years. He said he'd come back, and I'll just stay here washing clothes here on Kelvin Hall in Glasgow. Sailor says, aha, it's me, I'm back. So they go and buy a pub and live happily ever after. That's it. That's Dick Gochen's long version of The Bleachard Lassie or Kelvin Hall on an album called Lucky for Some. I'm going to play two tracks by the Alt ALT, John Doyle, Nuala Kennedy and Eamon O'Leary. First one, just to speed things up a little bit, an instrumental, The Geese in the Bog, Covering Ground, second piece of music. Then Willie Angler. This is The Alt.
Mm-hmm. was walking down by yon mill town to view the fair valleys that did me surround. I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Ban. Time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed the meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom, and by nature's command I met with my love by the banks of the Ban. Stepped up beside her, and this I did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand, and we'll walk together by the banks of the Ban. In a summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by the banks of the Ban.
That's Willie Angler from The Alt. And before that, The Geese in the Bog and Covering Ground. Fine band, that is. Just a trio, John Doyle, Nuala Kennedy and Eamon O'Leary. Here's a shanty group, I suppose. Yeah, shanty group. They're called 40 Degrees South. They kind of grew out of another shanty group in Sydney. is a seafaring song rather than a shanty. This is Bob Marney.
Far outward bound, far o'er the deep, slung in my hammock I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream that I thought was true concerning Bob Marney and his boat's crew. It was in the Grecian brig, that brig of fame, in which Bob Marney he sailed the main. He was outward bound on a tedious route to find out where those sperm whales do spout. On yon green island, not far from here, where we lost Bob Marney and his boat's gear. There's Captain Kennedy of Hobart Town, there's Captain Reynolds of high renown, there's Captain Robertson and many, many more have all been cruising Macquarie shore. They cruise at east and they cruise at west, round southwest Cape that they knew the best. No sight nor sign could they see or hear concerning Bob Marney nor his boat's gear. In Research Bay, where the black whales blow, this tale of Marney they all do know. They say he's gone like so many, many more. He's left his home to return no more. As I drew nearer to the Hobart shore, I heard a fair maid in deep, deep lore. She was sobbing, sighing, saying, pity me, I've lost my brother, poor Bob Marney. I've lost my brother, never more to see. I've lost my brother, poor Bob Marney.
Bad luck, Bob Marney. That's 40 degrees south with the penultimate track on the program today. Almost time for me to leave you. I'll go out with a final track from the featured album. It's called To the Rock. Now, Rachel Hare is married to a Manx man. So that means he either has no tail or he comes from the Isle of Man. Hopefully the latter. And the former, I suppose. Inin Kilkenny is the first part of it is traditional Manx. Second part composed by Dave Spears. Jerian Terrell, traditional Manx tune. And The Answerer, composed by Thomas Callister. So these three tunes with Manx connection appear on this featured album today. Rachel Hare, a clarisac or harp player, and Ron Jappy, guitarist, from the album Elan. And it's rather nice. Did I tell you what label it's on? Well, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is. March Hare Records. It's just been released in 2023, and it's a good one. So I'll leave you with this. Thanks for your company. We'll do it all again soon. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.